IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Well, yesterday for our 7 o'clock song, I played you the version, the cover of Hello by Shachar Edwi. I played it again for you earlier. It is absolutely incredible. In a matter of 2 days, that clip has gone viral. And I'm absolutely delighted to welcome Shachar to the show this morning. Shachar, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm fine, thank you.
Did this surprise you, that suddenly you go on stage, you sing Hello, and people around the world are wanting to speak to you?
That's really exciting, and I never thought in my dreams that something like this would happen all around the world, and I'm very excited to do this.
Absolutely wonderful. Have you been singing? First of all, how old are you?
I'm 23.
You're 23. How long have you been singing your whole life?
You know, not professionally, but yes, since I was like 3 or 4 or 5, when I was very young, I started to sing with my family, because my family is very musical. Mm-hmm. And since that age, I've been starting to sing. But when I was 14, it became more professionally.
Right. Absolutely incredible. What made you decide to do Lionel Richie's song Hello? Because it was obviously, it visually was surprising, because you've got Peyote, you, it wouldn't have been the song that I would have expected you to choose, which I think added to it, made it so much more interesting. But tell me why you chose that song.
Yeah, so this song actually has a special place in my heart. For first, I really love Lionel Richie and all of these oldies songs. But thing that made me choose this song is my mother passed away when I was about 4 or 5. Mm. And she bought the CD to my father back a long time ago. And I really love this song. It's a beautiful song, a love song. And love songs are very exciting me. I know I'm really, it's touching me.
Incredible. Absolutely beautiful. Your family is of Yemenite tradition?
Yes.
Is there a specific musical style that you're attracted to from Yemenite culture, or are you open and attracted to any type of music that just talks to you?
I do hear Yemenite music. I mean, I really love it, and it's part of the tradition. But not my first kind of music to hear. Mm-hmm. You know, like I would prefer to hear rock and pop, the Beatles, Billy Joel.
Right. So that's what you're much more attracted to. That talks to you more.
Yeah.
And tell me about, now that this has happened, and now that you certainly are becoming a well-known face, a well-known voice, your life is very clearly going to be changing. What's the dream?
The dream is to, you know, bring my heart to all of the audience, and make my music and deliver the emotions and feelings I feel when there's a song that's touching me, you know, something that I write, and I hope I can deliver it to the audience, and people would love to hear me. That's a dream for me.
Yeah. And in terms of managing you're drawn to what we call obviously more secular type of music, but managing it from a religious perspective, has that been a challenge so far?
Can you please repeat the question?
Is it difficult? Yeah. So is it difficult to balance the secular nature of the music that you're drawn to with being a religiously observant person?
Well, it's not difficult for me, at least, but I think that when people hear me sing secular songs, they're sometimes, especially if they are religious, they are itching, like, why are you doing this? But you know, I'm not singing songs like with cursings and all of these. So I really, you know, save my words. So I only speak something, say something that it's
that
not,
means something.
Not appropriate, yeah.
Absolutely. Shachar Edwi, certainly we are going to keep an eye on your future. I can tell you from our listener base, you have a huge number of South African supporters, both Jewish and not Jewish, because half of our listeners are Jewish, half of our listeners are not. And we're getting so many messages of support for you, wishing you luck on your journey. And there is no doubt that you are going to make a tremendous success. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us here in Johannesburg, and good luck for the rest of the competition.